shus, the rav, Rina. As one of the purposes of having a rabbi party, the rav said, is to that the person leaving should know what he's going, what he's taking with himself, with the koyches that he has. Rali Baruch says a story that he once took a couple of bachrim before they left Eretz Yisrael to the Pachatzko Levenstein from Panovich, and Pachatzko asked them, "What are you taking?" So we said in Yiddish, one of the bachrim didn't understand, so he said, "I'm taking El Al." She says, "But what are you carrying with you?" Two suitcases. So Chasko got very upset. So Baruch Hashem, Mendy knows what he's taking, but just to bring it out to be a little bit clearer for Mendy, there's no doubt that Mendy, if he's leaving, this is the Ratzon Hashem. He asked us Torah. It's clear, pashut. But I don't know. There's always two sides of the shaila. If the Kehila were to realize how much Mendy's been doing, and how much he does for Klai Yisrael, for the Tzibur, how much he's doing, they would ask the Shiloh differently, and they would tie him to a tree before they leave. They wouldn't let him leave, b'chal. But because it means it's Tzniyus, no one knows. They think, yeah, Mendy Schefter, he's involved, then he goes to this government office and that government office. You know, if you go to America, they're going to be a blimp, Mendy blimp, and they're going to be a satellite, a kosher satellite, no internet, it's going to be... He's not a politician. Not a politician at all. He's a big snoor. He's an Eved Hashem. A person that's always growing. And as a chavrusa, we learned that the Shabbos, the Nida, other things together, I was amazed. I was amazed. As his emes, his rotzen to Messiah. He's the only person. I speak at a different place. Once in a while I speak here and there, you know, in a chabura, in a vad. Everybody tells me shkayach. If you're listening, you say shkayach. If you don't listen, you say it's amazing. Mendy would come to me and say, "You have to have the delivery a little different. You have to speak like this, you speak like this." I love him for that. He cares about someone else. I was never insulted. He just, the way he cared, and you know, talking to people, giving a chabur, so it has to be like this and like this. It's tremendous. I mean, had a couple weeks ago, Parsha of Balak, Ram Avinu, the Mishnah says that, Havei Talmidei Shel Ram Avinu, Ruach Nemancha, Nefesh Vela, Ayin Toiva. I think Mendy fits. He's a Talmud. He always sees the good, and always is willing to help, and he does it quietly, without people knowing. There's another midah of Avram Avinu. It's called Avram Ivri. Kol Ha'olam, the whole world on this side, and Avram was going against the entire world. Mendy had Ivri. He can go against a lot of people, because he knows what's right, knows what's in Hashem. He's not fazed by other people telling him, "This is, don't do it, don't do this, that." He has the clarity, he has the Ratzon, he knows what the Ratzon Hashem is, he has that Torah that he always is in contact. I have a little kesher, you know, when anything that's in chashuv, people like to get a kesher with. So I like to say that I have a kesher to Zichron Nosson Tzvi. How many years ago we had the first meeting with Ragans? Was it 10 years ago? 5 years ago we had a meeting before the makeup of the shul. We were in the house and we'd seen the retinus of Mendy asking Ragans all different in Yonim how to build the shul. It was tremendous to see the Ratzon. And the first Tisha B'Av, he wanted to make sure that there would be speakers. It was in a classroom somewhere over here. And then speakers to make sure that the people would come out with kinnis more than just sore from sitting on the floor for 4 or 5 hours, and to come out with the kinyan, because it bothered him for what the tzibur going to, how the tzibur going to shtay from Tisha B'av, and the chayis of what it means to be a gabbai, what the void of a gabbai, and how the gabbai has to do like this and gabbai like this. And he put so much kreches as this in the building and upstairs. As it's Noshim, we're going to go, and during the week we're going to be with this tzibur and the Shabbos with a different tzibur and all different things that he was telling me. I was amazed. I can't. Where do you have the koyches? Where have the koyches? I know one of the answers is the koyches come from his wife that was mamish given over to him. Also, whatever Mendy did, his wife was almost always muscular. And Mendy, in his quiet way, did so much. And constantly, he said, sure. He'd come to yeshiva and say, oh, I have to talk to you. I have a kasha in Chovos Levavos. Okay, and I have to pretend that I know it. So I sit down with him and I like learn it. And he's like living it. He says, this is so wonderful. It's mamash, it changed my life. You know how many times it changed his life? You know how many times his life changed? He said, I'm mamash growing. And he had hardships, nisyonis, hair-raising stories, I don't want to say, but hardships. And you know, sometimes people get knocked down, they get up fighting. Men, they get up smiling. Ah, this is Ratzon Hashem. I'm with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm a Kabul. This is Ratzon Hashem. Tipol Tzadik become. Before you fall, Tipol Tzadik. If you're a Tzadik, then you're come. Mendy would get up and say, this is Ratzon Hashem, I'm growing, and it's Gevaldik, Hashem loves me. And I say to myself, I feel very small. He's growing and growing and growing. He's very big. I'm very, very small. It's tremendous. Tremendous. With the koyches and nefesh that Mendy has, and how he wants to help out people don't have, constantly figuring out how to get cheap clothing and on sale and on this and all different aces, how to help people who can't afford so much, to help them out. And he helped them out, Baruch Hashem. And that's he'll invite to do it, he'll continue to do such a thing, but it's lo yu'umen. What one person has the clarity and the rutzen to do the Ratzon Hashem and the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not many people learn Shara Chovos Lo Shara Av and Chovos Avavos and work on it and try to decoin it and gain from it. It's tremendous. Sign with a bracha. And this is parsha, it says, Eila Masa B'nei Yisrael. There are many Masa's. And the Mefarshim explained that the Masa's of the parsha are the Masa's of everybody has their own Masa's. Some are close by, some are far away. But Eila Masa B'nei Yisrael. And now Mendy's making a big jump, a big Masa to America. Where exactly is not clear. But under the guidance of Das Torah, Baruch Hashem, he has a very close Rebbeim over there also. Very close. It's very important. And at the end, when we finish the reading, letting the Torah, we end off. Chazak, chazak. What are we saying? Mendy, you're going to have a lot of the Brookwoods, Halavai should be the Baruch Hashem is kind. But there are a lot of Nisyonis when you move back. Anytime you move to a place, not after, anytime you move to a place in Nisyonis with schools, Nisyonis with business, Parnasa, the tremendous Nisyonis. Chazak, chazak, men. You should have a lot of koiches. Hashem should give you a koiches to make you realize in the forefront of your mind the capabilities that you can do. Chazak, chazak, but the people are us over here. My yidid nefesh, Mendy. My chavra he lit up my life every time I saw him. It's like a ray of light. We have to minis chazak. And with that, chazak, chazak, minis chazak for all of us. Mendy, you're going to be missed.